Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking about Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie is out, the one with Leo, One Battle After Another. It's in movie theaters today. That's the kind of movie I think you want to see in the theater. Paul Thomas Anderson would certainly be in my top five of all-time movie directors. Yeah, There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights, the list goes on and on. All right, top five, NFL. Teams. This is not easy right now. I think one and two are easy, whatever order you want to have them in. I'll give you my number five through number one, and then Max will give you his. So I've got the Packers at 2-1 still in my top five. I saw what I saw 2 weeks ago tonight, and I can't get that out of my head. That is a talented football team, especially on defense. And you know, it happens in the NFL, you know, especially if you play a team on their home field and that team is dominant on one side of the ball. Whichever side of the ball it is, Cleveland is a dominant defensive football team. And they forced Green Bay into a mistake. If Jordan Love doesn't throw the pick deep in his own territory late in the fourth quarter, the Packers are sitting here at 3-0. I've got the Packers. I just think they are one of the best five teams in the league. I've got them at five. I've got the Lions at four. That was impressive, okay? Going into Baltimore and playing the way they did and winning the game the way they did in the trenches against Baltimore. I know there were injuries for Baltimore up front defensively. I get that, but they rushed for 224 yards. Jared Goff barely had the ball hit the ground. They dominated. The final score was 38-30. The Ravens scored late in that game. It was a great football game, don't get me wrong. But, man, Detroit, after week one, head fake week one, they're still really good on offense. I've got the Lions at four. I've got the Rams at three. They lost to the Eagles in a game in which they had a 19-point lead. They had a field goal lined up to win the game, and it was blocked on blocked field goal day last Sunday. I still think the Rams are a really good football team, and as they were building a 26-7 lead, I was thinking I might have the Rams number one in my power rankings this week. They are really, really good on defense. It's just that Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown was just better at the end. I think we saw two of the best three teams in the NFL face off at the Link last Sunday. I've got the Rams at three. I've got Philadelphia at two. You know, they're 3-0, and all they do is win. But 24-20 over the Cowboys, they couldn't light up that Cowboy defense like everybody else has. The Chiefs, you know, barely hanging on, pushing their way to a three-point win, down 19 to beat the Rams. So I've got them at two, even though they are the defending champs. This is a new season. And number one, I've got Buffalo. They were in a dogfight. Don't make no mistake about it with the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. That was a good football game. That football game's 21-21 in the fourth quarter, 28-21 with the Dolphins driving late and then Tua threw the pick. I've got Buffalo, though, at number one. That gives me four NFC teams in my top five. I didn't put the Chargers in there. I didn't put Indy in there. Yeah, that's my top five. Go ahead, Max. What's yours?
So I also have four NFC teams. They're a little bit different than yours. At number five, I'm going to start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, you love Tampa.
I do love Tampa.
And they're 3-0 in all three games in the final minute. They've won these games. Final 30 seconds.
Yeah, they've all been incredibly close, and it's kind of looking like kind of how the Commanders finished out games last year, just getting away by the skin of their teeth, and they got to the NFC Championship game. So who knows how far the Bucs can go with this type of luck. At number four, I have the Detroit Lions. They showed out against a very injured Ravens team. But at the same time, it was a convincing physical win, just bullying them in the trenches, really. So the Lions are at four for me. Packers at three. Like you said, I can't deny what I saw on Thursday night against our team. The Browns defense is just elite of elite. Miles Garrett, nobody's stopping him. Packers number three. Eagles two. The Chiefs' devil magic has transferred, and apparently it is to the team I detest the most, which means this might be a rough year for me.
What is the Chiefs' devil magic? I'm not familiar with that.
So last year, where the Chiefs were winning games that they weren't really supposed to, remember when they played the Broncos and won on that last second field goal?
Had the blocked field goal, yeah.
Yeah, so they keep just transferred over. So from last year to this year, the Eagles ripped it right off.
Does that mean the Eagles
are
going to win 15 games and make it to the Super Bowl?
Maybe, man. Lose? Maybe. I hoped if they do win 15 games, I'd pray to God they lose. But that's what the playoffs are for. Okay. We'll find out. Number one, unquestionable, Buffalo, Josh Allen. They, with a cake schedule, cake division, I think that they're the team to beat right now. You can't argue against Buffalo for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, your Buccaneers, which you picked to get to the NFC Championship game and be the one seed, by the way, in the NFC playoffs this year, and they're 3-0. Their next four games, Eagles at home this week without Mike Evans.
Tough.
At Seattle without Mike Evans. 49ers at home probably without Mike Evans. And then they might get Mike Evans back for at Detroit. I mean, those are their next four games. They also have the Bills on the schedule, the Rams on the schedule. They don't get anything easy until late in the year.
Until December,
In division. But they've gotten off to a really good start, and we'll see. I mean, Baker Mayfield's been sensational.
A dog, man.
Do they get Chris Godwin back anytime soon?
I'm not sure on his timetable.
Because if Evans is out and Godwin's back, that's huge for them.
He's practicing right now. Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs nearing a return, according to Tampa Bay Bucks or Buccaneers.com.
The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites at Raymond James Sunday. Another Sunday where we're in that 1 o'clock window. With all the primetime games we have this year, we've started off with 3 1-o'clockers in the first four games, and you got Eagles Bucks also in that 1 o'clock window. Good NFL Sunday too, starting with our first Sunday morning game this year, Viking Steelers in Dublin. That would be fun to see a game there. Two good fan bases for that too, the Steelers fan base in particular, because wasn't, I believe, ownership the ambassador to Ireland?
It sounds right to me. I believe I've heard that before.
I'm looking that up. Steelers Ireland ambassadors. I'll have the answer for you when we come back. I do want to mention that all of our NFL conversation here on the show is brought to you by our good friends at Paramount. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between Washington and Atlanta. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.